Hi. So as part of my IB computer science course, my teacher is having me do an IA, or I guess I have to do an IA, and an IA is an internal assessment. So this is where we do a big project. And the big project that we do in computer science is we make a program for a specific client. So I'm thinking that you would be a great person to help out some way with what you do. So today it's not about giving you an idea of a program I can make. It's more just trying to figure out what you do in your job and the different things that you do. So I have a number of questions. So thank you very much. And can I just start?
Sure, go right ahead.
So what's your job title?
Well, I'm a forester. I graduated from university with a forestry degree. And so, yeah, I have a specific job title here, but I'm a forester.
And who do you work for?
This is the Canadian Forestry Service. We are a federal institution which manages and studies things related to the forest industry to try to promote forestry in Canada.
Great, great. And where do you work?
Well, I'm based out at just past Minto at the Acadia Experimental Station. Though, as you know from meeting me here, I also work in town.
And who do you work with? Is it just you out there, or who would I find if I went out to this station? What does the station look like?
There are around 20 of us who work out there. A few actually live right on the station. And it's an assortment. It's an assortment of forest rangers who don't have the university degree, foresters like me, and a number of technicians, we call them. They have different certificates and different training, but some drive tractors and some are great at operating chainsaws and things like this.
Super, super. So what does your job entail? Again, I don't know right now the type of program that I could give you to make your job easier, but I just need to know a little bit more about what you do when you're out there at the station.
The main thing that we do is we work for PhD doctors here back at the university, and we perform ground experiments for them. So instead of them, for example, growing a couple of trees in the lab, we have a field of 300 of those trees, and we plant them, and we raise them, and we measure them, and things such as that.
So, how often do you do, and what are, I think it would be good for me to know what are some other specific things that you actually do. So, you said measure and plant, and could you please just give me a few other specific things that you do? I think that might be useful to the program that we may make together.
Well, right from the very beginning, you have the seedlings that are planted in the greenhouse. And then there's all the things that are associated with that, whether it's water, moisture, humidity, readings, fertilizing, and things like that, keeping track of when they're ready to take to the field. Then they are usually taken out to the field. And of course, first we have to go on out and figure out where is a good place to plant them. Usually, this is an area of slash where they've just done some cutting, some clear cutting of fields. And so that's important too. That takes a while. They go on out and test the pH and test the mineral quantities and so on, different things out in the field. And so once we've got the site prepared, and actually, that's another thing we need to do is sometimes we take the tractor out and we get rid of some of the bigger stumps and so on. And then it's planting them. So I normally don't do that, but certainly we often will hire university students, in fact, that will go on out and plant the trees, the seedlings. Then it is a matter primarily of recording, like I was mentioning before, taking measurements, girth measurements, height measurements. We have other data that are important to collect. For example, when the trees get larger, this what we call super trees are the trees that have the most flowers.
Flowers? I didn't know the trees had flowers.
Yes. Well, pine cones, and you're familiar with pine cones, right?
Yes.
Well, those are flowers. You've got the male flowers and the female flowers. And the male flowers are the pollen. The pollen flies up to what become the cones, the hard cones. But yeah, they're flowers. And so flower counts are very important because one of the things we're looking most for in what we call our super trees is this ability for them to have offspring in a botanical sense. and to once we plant these trees in the wild, we just want them to flourish.
Great. No, that's very useful to me. So are there any other general things that you're responsible for that, and again, I'm thinking maybe more in terms of a computer program might help you with?
Well, if you're talking about the computer and things that I do on the computer.
Yeah, well, maybe not the things that you now do because you already have applications for them, but just tell me those two. Just tell me anything at all that you do extra besides being in the field.
Okay, well, we have Excel and we have Word and we have a bunch of things that we use. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, recording, right? We need to download all the measurements and all the seed counts and all the flower counts. And basically, it's management of data. We need to pump all this data into our different programs, and then we need to have some sorts of analysis of it done, and then we output it.
Okay. This is just another question that my teacher's got on the list here. It says, who's your boss and who do you report to?
Well, my boss is here. Actually, it's Dr. Shreveport around the corner. And he's my boss, but he works here. Out at the station, there's somebody else. But
I was just thinking, who you give the reports to?
Well, mainly back here. Ultimately, reports get issued back here at the office. Yes.
Great. Just let me see if I have a couple of other questions. Well, are there software programs? You said you mentioned Excel. Is there anything else that you use presently to do your job?
Yes, there are a couple of custom pieces of software that I don't use so much. My technicians use them, and they're kind of hard to understand, hard to use, but for me, it's mainly Google Docs and the Excel spreadsheet where I pump things into originally.
All right, so those were my basic questions, and now I'm just going to follow them up with, do you have any ideas of what could be done better, maybe, or how I could help your Excel program, or if not, it's fine. I'm just kind of curious if there's one part of your job that you find more difficult than the others. And I'll come back for a second interview with some suggestions of things I could do. But are there any other things that you think are harder to do that you would want to do differently?
No, not really. But I'm open to suggestions because Excel is kind of boring. I will say that much. Well, okay, I'll say this much, that I don't like Excel. How about that? I don't like a bunch of things because it's got all this mess of stuff that I don't know how to use, and sometimes I type in numbers and I get formulas, and sometimes I just don't get it, to be completely honest with you, because all I really want to do is put in the measurements, put in the date, put in all these things, and so sure, if you could give me a better version of Excel, I'd be quite happy.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much. It's been great to talk to you. It's very interesting. And I'm going to go away and think about this and see if there are some things that the type of software that we develop could actually help you. So thank you once again, and I'll get in contact with you by email later, and we can meet again. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. I've heard great things about the IT and CS program back at your school, so I'm happy to help.